The iron door cracked open, and a cool frosty mist floated out from the earth. My wife and I, together with over 100 other visitors, rushed down the stairs to take a 4.5-hour tour of a tiny portion of Mammoth Cave. Our entrance into the cavern had been delayed 45 minutes. And we had waited outside that iron door in the hot Kentucky sun for 45 minutes. The cave's moist air and dim light cooled us, subdued us, but we rushed. At our first stop, the National Park Service guide told us another tour group would follow in 5 minutes, and we needed to make up lost time. We did by midpoint. I hoped the second half of the trip would be slower. Instead, we quickly strode through long brown caverns carved from the rock by subterranean rivers. We glanced up ringed holes several stories high and down into black holes where the waters continued their slow etching of newer and deeper caves. We paused just long enough to take a photograph where calcite rosebuds papered the walls. We marched up cave mountains without seeing their grandeur. The air was cold, but we didn't feel it. Not really. The hike demonstrated the immensity of the 389-mile-long cave, but it hurried by in blurred images. What was the rush? When would we really get to feel the cool, peaceful air? When would we really get to smell the stale breath of the hidden world? When would we pause to appreciate the patience of the earth and the power that comes from the waters and the darkness? Towards the end of the tour, we stopped for the Mammoth Cave trademark experience of total darkness 160 feet below the earth. The guide spoke. 1. We closed our eyes. 2. The lights went out. 3. We opened our eyes to pure black, darkness beyond darkness. Now I want us to see what it's like to experience silence, the guide said. No one speak. It's absolutely silent in here. No one spoke. For a half second, maybe 3/4 of 1. You will hear your heart beating, the guide said. They say if you got lost in the cave, it wouldn't be the darkness that would drive you crazy. It would be the absence of sound. The lights came on, and we rushed on without any of us really hearing the silence. I walked slowly. It had taken the cave 10 million years, and me, decades to get here. I wanted to show it respect. I wanted to walk in awe. What was the rush? What were we afraid to hear? We finished the tour 5 minutes ahead of time. I then sat in the bright sun and felt its enlivening heat, knowing now with confidence that without darkness there is no light, without the cold there is no warmth, and without the silence there is no sound. Later that day, my wife and I traveled to Glasgow, Kentucky to find ointment for her sore foot. There were hundreds of people at the giant Kmart. Like the Walmart down the street, the store could have been located in any community in the country without any change. The tabloids at the checkout stand blasted the predictable, unpredictable headlines. I was a sex slave for Bill leaves Hillary for another man. Computerized music, voices, and the sounds of mindless commerce mixed to a constant noise, an indistinguishable din. Why had we been in such a hurry? And what had we wanted to hear? This?